is joining us.
Early Breakfast on your number one news and talk station.
47 minutes past four. Let's talk about beating the holiday blues when the festive season is challenging. For some, clinical psychologist Hein Hofmeyr is joining you this morning to explain that this is a serious disorder, and he gives you ideas of how you can identify some symptoms and how you can beat it. Hein, a very good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Evs. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hi, I mean, you know, for me, I take it for granted. It is a festive season, but I am that individual. If I cannot celebrate because I don't have money, it's fine. We move on with life. I always think of it as it's just, what, a couple of days, and then we're back to January again. So I'm not going to beat myself up about that. Also, if I'm not able to travel to the Eastern Cape and spend time with my family, it doesn't faze me. It's one of those things where I'll just go next year. But apparently, there are some people that just can't handle these situations. Or is it just a question of, it's not that they can't handle them, it is how they're programmed?
Yeah, it's some people really do struggle with the festive season or December. Now, some of us can just close the office door and enjoy time of celebration, enjoy relaxation. But for some, they tend to experience the holiday blues. And for them, it's anything but a happy prospect. Holiday blues is a condition that falls under one of the mood or affective disorders, just like depression. But it's a season specified to it, which means that the symptoms usually experienced is linked to the seasonally linked factors and stresses of December and the festive season.
But I mean, talking to that, I thought, you know, I was making light of the issue earlier on, hoping that you were going to give me other reasons as to why the holiday blues, because, and look, I'm not going to lie about it. I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I'm not able to do something, but really, genuinely, this is an issue for people. Do you have any other reasons?
Reasons for the holiday blues. It's people that... That usually, of some of the times, it's usually the people that already suffers from a mental illness, and during the festive season, this then the demands of the festive season then just increases the present symptoms of depression, anxiety. It's also then people that usually the big one is for individuals that are spending the festive season alone, and it comes. The reason for that is because of the image that society portrays of Christmas. It's family time. It's a time for fun and laughter. And if you're spending it alone because of logistics or work or inability to travel, that leads to resentment of those people that do spend time with their families. And this increases the feelings of loneliness and negative self-talk. It's difficult for individuals that have experienced the loss of loved ones during the year, for people that lost their jobs this year. People with a low self-esteem have further difficulty living up to this perfect image that we portray of Christmas by society. They also struggle, people with low self-esteem also further struggle because of the festive season's self-reflection ability. And that, because we reflect during this time, people are reminded of the inadequacies when comparing themselves with other people's experiences of the Christmas time.
And when we talk about these, you know, the reasons for this, what should we be looking out for? So perhaps it's family members or it is ourselves. What are the symptoms? What should we be looking out for? And if we do see the symptoms, what is the treatment? How do we proceed? What do we do?
Yeah, it's important to know that if it's a family member or yourself, it's to always to look at, we always call it your previous or your previous functionality. How did you function prior to this? And if you realize that somebody is, their behavior is changing or your own behavior is changing, then it's to make a plan. And some of the symptoms are feeling sad and being discouraged, loss of interest in previously pleasurable and enjoyable activities, eating more or less than usual. And that's not just the Christmas dinner. I'm just talking the whole season. Have all troubles sleeping or sleeping too much, feeling slow or restless, impulsive behaviors, such as using way too much alcohol or substance, or reckless or self-harming behaviors, irritability feelings, stress and anxiety, lack of energy or drive, feeling hopeless, helpless or inadequate, so having a low self-esteem, difficulty concentrating or making decisions or remembering things. And then the most important one is to look at is actually withdrawal and isolation from others. Are you rather spending your Christmas alone in your bed with your duvet over your head, or are you outside? And then also various physical or somatic symptoms, as we call it. And then, yeah, treatment really comes from I always say that when you realize that the family member or yourself, your functionality at the workspace or at home or social environment or your hygiene or any of these things are so severely impaired, that you should then really seek professional help. And also if it's linked with any suicidal thoughts, because December is the month that we see the most suicides. If you have any suicidal thoughts, to contact a place like the Kisa Clinic where I am, or your nearest emergency clinic or nearest doctor or somebody to come and assist you. But if it's not as severe, and you're really just struggling with this holiday blues and not a full-blown depression, it's about eating well and exercising during the season. It's using alcohol in moderation. It's using relaxation techniques, managing your time appropriately during the festive season. So not spending all your time working or preparing for the big Christmas dinner, but taking time to relax.
I was listening to what you were saying, and you're saying at this time, I know I'm making a joke about while we're talking about something very, very serious, but that whole eating well thing. Yeah, it is the festive season. Yeah, you know, Hein, I don't see that happening, really. Nonetheless, talking about that as we finish off the interview, Hein, though, yes. If you do identify with the holiday blues, is it a sign of perhaps a worse condition maybe leading to depression?
Yes, no. Like I say, the holiday blues, it's called blues for a reason. It's not holiday depression. So it's not as severe or as chronic or as continuous as depression. It's really just a seasonal specifier. So it's somebody that's experiencing these feelings for a month or for a few weeks. But people should be aware that when it continues into January and February and it continues, that then it is a depression and not just a holiday blues. And if it's linked with suicidal thoughts, it's also very, very severe. And it's not just then just a holiday blues or me suffering from some holiday spirit that I don't have, being a Grinch or something. And then it's really important for people to be able to seek the help that they require.
And then lastly, though, parting words to the Cape Talk community, Hein, for just in general, for the festive season.
Yeah, people really just enjoy it. It's have realistic expectations about the festive season. Please don't live up to society's idea of what the perfect Christmas should be. Have some space there for failure and for realistic expectations. Make a budget, please, and stick to it. Leave your credit card at home when you go to the mall. Be assertive. Plan your things for this year. And use your support network. If you're alone, call somebody, call a friend, call somebody to come over and enjoy it. We have to remember that we should enjoy the moment and not live in the past and the future. Let's enjoy this wonderful time of the year that we are experiencing now.
Thank you so much, Hein Hofmeyr. A very good morning to you.
Thank you. Good morning to you too.
Thank you so much. To you listening at home, hey, Cape Talk, and many of us will still be here with you over the festive season. And you know, the number is 021-446-0567. With us here, you'll never be alone.